Now, the part of our show where we invite accomplished individuals on to answer ridiculous questions, usually beneath their dignity. It's called Not My Job. Every single thought Dave Barry has ever had is in print somewhere. He's published dozens of books, inspired a sitcom about his own life, and for 25 years wrote a syndicated newspaper column. And then he decided to do something really difficult and became a blogger. He joins us now. Dave Barry, welcome to Wait, Wait.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great to have you. So a lot of people who heard that you were going to be on our show today asked me to talk to you about your decision to stop writing your weekly column. Specifically, they asked me to say, how could you?
It was really easy to stop. It was much harder to do it. I've learned.
You mean it was much harder to actually write the column than to not write the column?
I'm not going to get too technical here, but not writing a column is easier than writing a column.
I see. And let me ask you, every week, does not writing a column get a little easier with practice?
Well, you have to, you know, be thinking ahead. You have to think, well, I've got to not write one next week, and then as soon as you're done not writing that one, you've got to start thinking about not writing the next one. So it's not like I'm doing nothing.
Is there an approval process? I mean, does somebody have to give you the go-ahead not to?
Yeah, well, you know, we have editors and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I understand. No, honestly, I think it's a compliment to you, but people were very upset with you when you decided not to discontinue the column.
Yeah, well, in all honesty, the hell with them.
Yeah. Who do they think they are?
No, it really is nice that people wanted me to keep writing my column, but the truth is, they, you know, I was the one who had to write it, so I just, you know.
And have you enjoyed the presumably the freedom that you now have, not having to write a column every week?
Well, now it's not really, because I'm writing books now, so it ends up being writing anyway. You know?
Yeah. Now, not only, of course, are you a former columnist and an author of books these days, but you're also a musician.
Mm. No, I'm not. I'm in a band, though, with Roy.
Well, yeah, you and Roy are in a band called the Rock Bottom Remainders. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. We play, and Roy actually coined the phrase that describes our genre, hard listening music.
That's great.
I call it the rumor method of music, in that everybody's holding an instrument of some kind and playing something, and then a rumor goes around that there's been a chord change. But you know, rumors don't always reach everybody at the same time. You know, so.
We're the only band that encourages people to leave their phones on.
Now, this is a concept band, much like Kiss, or you know, in the sense that you have a gimmick.
Yeah, Roy wears all that makeup as well.
Yeah.
Roy, you want to tell them about your cot piece, or not now, not tonight? Our concept is that we're. The idea was that, you know, wouldn't it be cool if a bunch of people who wrote books mm-hmm. for a living got together and made music? And the only problem turned out we couldn't, but we did it anyway, you know. But Roy is our MC, yeah. And I would say that's pretty much the highlight of the show.
So Roy doesn't actually play; he's just part of the band.
I don't play at all.
He introduces the band, and then it kind of goes downhill.
Yeah. So he's like the.
But there is one song. Roy kind of alluded.
You move
to
me.
Yeah, Roy. We give Roy a solo in Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Where Scott Turow. Scott Turow, who's the only person in the band almost as untalented as Roy musically, sings lead. And then the point where it, you know, goes, "You moved me." The person is supposed to go, "You moved me." That's Roy. And the only problem is you're supposed to do it at a certain moment in the song. And Roy never gets what moment it is. And so we take bets sometimes on whether Roy will be early tonight or late. And sometimes there's a fair amount of money involved.
Do you want to practice right now? Do you want to hum the lead in and see if Roy can do it?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Ready, Roy?
Yeah, all right, here we go.
Come on in, hold me close.
You move me.
That was not bad. That was good.
He waited.
That was late, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was actually a little early.
Can I get this on iTunes?
See, we can fix this on radio. We'll just slide a couple of seconds. But it was Dave, actually, who came up with the motto of the band, which is, we play music like Metallica writes novels.
Well, I
want to stress that we only play to raise money for good causes. We're not always familiar with what cause it is, mm-hmm. but we know it's good.
Yeah. Well, Dave Barry, it is a delight to have you with us. We have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Hi, I'm Will E. Coli, the mascot of the Food and Drug Administration.
In 1997, President Clinton issued a memo urging the U.S. government to, quote, embrace the Internet as a tool for teaching and learning. The Washington Monthly magazine recently conducted a survey of the various government department websites aimed at educating our children. We're going to ask you three questions about these initiatives. Get two questions right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl's voice on their home answering machine.
Now, are there actual real right answers to these questions?
Astoundingly enough, yes.
Okay.
All right. Carl, who is Dave Barry playing for?
He is playing for Megan Kramer of Toledo, Ohio.
All right, you ready to go?
That's a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just Megan. She's cool.
Okay.
Okay, Dave, here's your first question. Which of these is the actual mascot for the National Agricultural Statistics Service? Is it A, Stanley Stat, an animated pie chart? B, Manny Median, who always is taller than half his friends and shorter than the other half? Or C, Silas K. Silo, an animated grain storage tower?
Man, they're all pretty stupid.
Yeah. This is our government.
I'm going to go with Stanley Stat.
Stanley Stat, the animated pie chart.
Yeah.
You're right. Stanley Stat has a love interest. Pie chart Pam.
Who's pregnant.
Yes.
Never mind.
All right. You've got one right. Two more to go. There's one government agency that we didn't expect to do outreach to kids, but it does. What is it? Is it A, the U.S. Marshal Service, with its characters Harry the Hunting Hawk, who's always picking up Wiley Frank the Fugitive Ferret? B, the National Security Agency, which tries to recruit future surveillance experts with their characters Crypto Cat, Decipher Dog, and the other Crypto Kids? Or is it C, the National Bureau of Weights and Measures, with its happy-go-lucky yet ignored mascot, Cool Kitty Kilogram?
Man, those are also stupid. I'm going to go with the... I'm just figuring on the assumption that we don't seem to know what's going on really anywhere in the world. So the national... The middle one there.
The National Security Agency.
Yeah.
Trying to reach out to kids with Crypto Cat and
Decipher Dog. Because I think
they're
maybe just busy reaching out to kids, you know.
Exactly.
What I mean?
One way or another. You're right. It is, in fact, the NSA. The Crypto Kids offer code breaking and making games on their website and a link called How I Can Work for the NSA. So if your adorable 10-year-old asks you to speak closer to the lamp... Check their internet usage. You're doing really well. I guess your retirement has allowed you time to ruminate on things. Let's even go perfect. On its kids page, the Federal Reserve Board illustrates the concept of inflation for children. How? A, an American Eagle handing a dollar to a hot dog vendor, but the dollar is shrinking. B, a sad daddy showing his kids a nickel when the candy sign says 25 cents. Or C, it's just a chart comparing money supply to the wholesale price index, but it's bright purple.
Well, I'm going on the assumption here the Federal Reserve Board is not the most imaginative group. So I'm gonna say it's the middle one, the dad with the nickel.
The dad with the nickel, and the candy sign says 25 cents, and the children become bitter and resentful.
And they hate him.
Go out and get piercings.
Yeah.
The answer, I'm afraid, was A, the American Eagle and the
man.
Hot dog vendor.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, man.
By the way, I know you're wondering about this. The difference between the Federal Reserve Board Eagle and your standard cartoon American Eagle is that the Federal Reserve version is wearing a top hat.
Mm.
In the manner of the classic capitalist.
Like the guy in Monopoly.
Is that like Mr. Moneybags in Monopoly? Because everybody knows that capitalists wear top hats.
Yeah.
Carl, how did Dave Barry do on our quiz?
Dave did well enough, Peter. He had two correct answers, so he wins for Megan Kramer. Congratulations, Dave.
Wow.
Well done, sir.
Thank you. I never win anything.
Really?
Yeah, and I still really feel like sort of haven't.
Well,
I mean, Carl's not doing squat for me. You know,
that's
what I mean?
True.
He would if you were still writing your column.
Yeah, exactly.
Dave Barry is a humorist, an ex-columnist, a current blogger, and an author of a myriad of books, including Peter and the Shadow Thieves and the forthcoming The Shepherd, the Angel, and Walter the Christmas Miracle Dog. Oh. Dave Barry, thank you so much for being with us. What a great time.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey, do you know about the USA? Do you know about the government? Can you tell me about the Constitution? Hey, learn about the USA.